Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome, Red Sox fans. Here are the Bastards of Boston Baseball.
Hey everyone, Terry Cushman coming to you one more time. I've got a bit of a solo rant I'm going to do on Matt Barnes. But before I get to that, in only 24 hours, we will be recording a normal show. Job Goddard, Andrew Dwan will be with me for that episode to kind of share some observations we've made for the first week of spring training. So that'll be an action-packed show, tons of things to cover, and we will do that, and it'll be available on Thursday morning. So let me get into Matt Barnes. When we recorded, I forget which show it was. It was probably three or four shows ago, who the closer should be. I wasn't really thinking Barnes would end up being the guy that Cora settled on, but Alex Cora has made some comments that Barnes could very well be the closer to start the 2021 season. And you're kind of seeing the propaganda from certain beat writers and whatnot. And that makes me uncomfortable because we've seen Matt Barnes pitch for seven seasons. We've seen it. He's had his ups and downs. He's never been consistent. And we've seen what he's not. And that's certainly not closer material. He's never held down the eighth inning long term. He's been a situational guy at best. And Alex Cora should know who Matt Barnes is. When we were getting into the 2018 postseason, the big concern was the bullpen. Just about every reliever in that pen, including Craig Kimbrell, had a terrible month of September. And that's when Cora concocted that brilliant bullpen strategy to utilize the starting pitchers in the eighth inning. And it worked out fine. And Barnes was actually okay in the spots that he did pitch in that postseason, but it could have went the wrong way, and he got off to a rough start in the 2020 season, reined it in the month of September, racked up some saves. Wasn't really a high-pressure situation because we were well on our way to not making the playoffs. And the reality here to me is not only is Barnes not a closer, but he might be the fourth or fifth best pitcher in that bullpen. He's certainly not better than Adam Ottavino. Ottavino has been very solid several seasons, basically from start to finish. And I know he hasn't been a closer, but of all the guys in the Red Sox bullpen, he's been the steadiest in previous years with other teams, the Rockies and the Yankees. Another guy who I think is going to have a better year than Matt Barnes is Ryan Brazier. He's been very good in two out of the last 3 years. Terrible in 2019, got sent down to Pawtucket, but seemed to figure it out last year. He had a 3.96 ERA. He had, I think it was his first appearance of the year. He got tuned up, but pitched very well after that. And I think Brazier could be a better pitcher out of the pen than Barnes in 2021. Another guy who hasn't proven it yet, Darwinson Hernandez. He had a rough 2019 because they were still using him as a starter. His walk rate was through the roof. And towards the end, they started to utilize him in the pen, and he started to pitch better. 2020, he didn't get off on the right foot. He had a COVID issue also. But he's shown flashes of it. And if he has a good spring training and he's commanding and has that swagger, that's enough for me to give him the ball in the ninth inning over Matt Barnes. That's how little I trust Matt Barnes. Barnes is a fastball, curveball guy. Fastball doesn't have a ton of movement. He does get outs on it when he elevates it in the zone. He commands his curveball okay some of the time, not all the time. It's a tough pitch to command. We've seen Brandon Workman have his struggles with it. But nonetheless, we know what a good Red Sox closer is. We've seen four championships, and Barnes just doesn't fit that mold. And we have five hosts on this podcast, and we're kind of all over the map as far as what our expectations are for 2021. But I think even the more optimistic hosts would agree that a lot of things do need to go right. So I don't know why we're going to increase the likelihood of losing some tough games by putting Barnes in that ninth inning. The worst kind of loss you can have is when it's 2-1 going into the ninth. You've walked the tightrope all game. Every pitcher before the ninth inning has essentially done their job. And then you give the ball to a guy like Barnes, and then he blows the save. And he blows the game. Those are the worst types of losses. And the Red Sox can't afford to lose games like that in 2021. At least not in the first half. If they exceed my expectations and they're competitive and they're competing for the division lead or have a wild card spot well within reach, then you have a little bit of flexibility, but it really concerns me that Barnes is going to possibly get that spot. If Matt Barnes was a closer, we would know well before 2021. He's been pitching out of that bullpen since 2014. If he was an eighth inning guy, we would know that too. I'm not saying Barnes isn't necessarily a quality guy. I like him situationally out of the pen. If certain guys need days off and he's been rolling, yeah, go ahead. Give him a high leverage part of the order in the sixth or seventh inning. There's going to be a lot of games where Richards, Eovaldi, Perez even aren't gonna pitch past the fifth inning. So you're still gonna need quality guys going in the sixth and seventh at times. So I don't want to mess with Matt Barnes. So I could go on, and I'm probably gonna have another tangent about it before opening day, but I do like the bullpen, and that again is what frustrates me. I think there's other viable candidates, but we'll get into that as spring training goes. And like I said, another show in 24 hours, normal show, so tons to get into. It'll be action packed, and we're gonna have plenty of topics. So check for that on your Thursday morning commute, and everybody have a good day. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.